live. 855, 450 free. It's a live New Year's Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
How much live radio is there out there today? I can't imagine there's too much. On a Sunday and New Year's Day, can't be too much. You can call in at 855-450-3733. We'll talk to you about what it is you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We also talk about, well, issues that come up for us and you know, how they strike us. So 855-450-3733. Stephanie, we got an email this week that I thought was worth bringing up. We have talked in the past about the death penalty and you know, some of the reasons sort of against. I mean, I suppose there's some for.
This was just like right before you left for your trip, right, Mark?
Right. And,
yeah.
We've talked about it in the past on a couple of occasions.
Yes.
This one's written by a gentleman who signs his letter Iran, longtime listener in Iran. So. He says, this is a regular FTL listener from Iran. And by now, you probably have heard about this guy who burned an elderly woman to death in an elevator in New York City.
Oh, gosh.
Because he claims that she owed him $2,000.
I actually did not hear about that until he brought it up.
I had heard the story, yeah.
Okay.
He confessed, and the security tape is available. And then he links to the news story, and, you know, certainly it's a tragic circumstance, no doubt about it. I'm curious to know how you would argue against the death penalty for this man. Maybe you, and I guess it's right to Stephanie in particular, I was thinking it was to me, but you know, you and Mark, talk about it on your next Sunday show. Please don't say that this man should be put to work to pay the family of that woman and make them whole. I don't know about you, but all the money in the world could not mitigate my rage a bit. If she was my mom. Many thanks to you and Mark for the great conversations. Longtime listener in Iran.
Okay, well, I appreciate his email, but yep. He doesn't get to tell us what to say. I mean,
well, I mean, you're saying that don't say. Right, is what you're referring to.
Right. So, I mean, I agree that there's it would be pretty much impossible to ever make someone whole from a situation like that. However, I also don't think that killing this perpetrator would do any, you know, would make someone whole either.
And you know, I think this is true. Like to some extent, that the family, and I don't know what it's like to have a family member killed, but I'm going to speculate that even after the person is executed, you still hate them.
Yes,
that's what my supposition is.
And it doesn't make that hate go away.
And some of my thoughts on, you know, this and the circumstances, A, if you executed everybody who confessed, would that not incentivize people not to confess?
Yeah.
If you only exercise the death penalty for people that you're absolutely certain of, in, say, the circumstance where there was video, and, you know, sometimes people can be mistaken in video, but, you know, there's video and or a confession or something like this. Absolute certainty. Now, mind you, that should be the criteria for how the death penalty is used in the United States already.
But it's not.
I mean, because people, you know, they've had 200 people released from death row since the mid-70s, and so therefore, you know, this criteria that's supposed to be certainty, and it's beyond a reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be, you know, relative certainty, but beyond a reasonable doubt is what these people have been sentenced to death for.
Yeah.
And it's not working. So it hasn't. That hasn't worked as a way to do it. And
you know, maybe. Okay, here's some food for thought. Maybe this case is completely ironclad, and there is no doubt that this person committed
this
crime.
Reasonably safe to say.
Yeah. So he's giving an example of
an ironclad
case where it is very clear.
Yes.
And you know, maybe. For a case like this, like you said, Mark, you wouldn't lose any sleep if some
right.
over
now,
someone
I'll say
like
it again.
This being.
I'm not going to lose any sleep if this person gets the gas chamber. I won't.
However, if we allow the state to have the power, the state, which is imperfect, bureaucratic, bungles everything it touches, including important jobs, if we allow the state to have the power to kill people and to do this, then there are going to be innocent people who are caught up in it, and we know that from the Innocence Project, who has said that
sure.
there has been, like you said, Mark, you know, 200 plus people exonerated from death row.
If we allow the state or any organization the power to imprison people or whatever, there are going to be mistakes. Now, yes. The reason I don't like the death penalty is because you can't undo the mistake. And I think a lot of people understand that. Yeah. Imprisonment you can undo. You can try to make reparations. You can do all kinds of different things. Death, not easy to do reparations for because the person is dead. That's the same thing about why people like the death penalty is because you can't make the victim whole. Eye for an eye, that kind of thing. But a lot of the people that support the death penalty would also claim to be, Christian types or religious types.
Mm-hmm.
And I would question, to me, as the probably one of the very, as a select few people who are listening right now in this conversation, I am one of the very few that has spent nearly a decade in prison.
Yeah.
So I could speak to something that most folks can't speak to. And that is, prison stinks. Right now, today, mm-hmm. prison stinks. They don't need to put bamboo shoots underneath your fingernails and force you to chew tinfoil. It stinks. And what stinks about it is the wanting to be free, mm-hmm. the desire to be free, the dejected feeling you have when you know it's going to be a very long time till you're free, if ever.
Mm-hmm.
I spent time in prison with men who knew they were never going to see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to them, and I understand what that's like for them. And it's a punishment. Like, there's no doubt about it. It's a punishment for what they've done. Many people would suggest that, say a person commits a heinous crime like this, asks Jesus for forgiveness, gets executed, and then goes to heaven. If you really want to punish that person, wouldn't you want to keep them in jail longer rather than sending them off to heaven right away? I mean, I can't really make the argument too particularly well because I don't believe I don't believe in hell particularly.
Sure.
I do believe in an afterlife, but
people will get what you're saying, I think.
Yeah, I think that they will.
Now, can I bring up another scenario? This is important. In New York, as well as in a lot of big cities and other places, people are really not permitted to defend themselves with firearms.
Okay.
Right? So there is maybe a death penalty, although not a state death penalty, that I could condone, which is that if this lady were allowed to the right to defend herself, by carrying a firearm,
mm-hmm.
and some crazy person is coming at her with a flamethrower saying, "You owe me $2,000 and I'm going to kill you," it's pretty clear to me in that circumstance that her life is in immediate and present danger.
Sure.
And that
the best solution.
There's not much else she could do if she's in an elevator,
right?
Except use lethal force to defend herself.
Gotcha.
So in that case, I wouldn't have much to say about it, because it is absolutely clear that her life is under threat, and there's no way she can really remove herself from the situation. Or stave it off. So what else is she going
to
do?
Another point I'd like to make up on the death penalty here, and this is basically two reasons that I was dissuaded from the death penalty. And I used to be a pro-death penalty guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's a third reason.
Mm-hmm.
A, it is not effective as a deterrent. You can see that states that have the death penalty don't have, there's no clear demarcation between states that have the death penalty and states that don't have the death penalty when it comes to murder rates. There's really no correlation.
And these policies
whatever.
Are not made based on empirical evidence anyway.
No, political. These policies are just people that say, it's bad, you did bad,
right.
What would you feel like if this happened to you? And, I feel really, really, really mad.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I don't want to mitigate how I would feel. The other thing that I realized is that the state makes mistakes. When 200 people have been released from death row since the 70s, that means somebody who was innocent was executed. That means that you're executing innocent people in order to prevent people from killing innocent people. You're killing innocent people in order to prevent people from killing innocent people. And it's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. And a third, and I think this is an important point, is it costs more than 10 times the amount of money to take care of somebody who's been sentenced to death than it does to take care of somebody who's sentenced to life because they don't have all the appeals and that kind of thing. Being in prison, it's not cheaper to kill them. It's significantly more expensive to kill them. And my question would be, why should I, as a person who don't believe that that this is particularly effective, be forced to pay for that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. I got the telephone number right this time.
Yay.
855-450-3733. That's what happens when you put a guy like me in charge. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We were discussing in the last segment a situation where a woman was burned to death in New York City. by a man. It was caught on video. He confessed to it. And a listener wrote in an email just sort of questioning our stance on the death penalty in light of a circumstance where a person is clearly guilty.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say that this is one of those situations where guilt appears to be just about as clear as it could possibly be.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that this is a great example. I mean, I want to talk about this, and I'm glad that you brought it up. Real quick, if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. If you're having trouble finding ammunition, you can go there to ManVentureOutpost.com. They'll get it shipped to you right to your door, and you'll get some of the best rates you can possibly find on the Internet. They're family-owned and operated, members of in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You can get it 5% off additionally with coupon code FTL. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So a listener from Iran, actually, Iran, we should say, Iran.
you can say it however you want, Mark.
wrote in, showing my redneck roots, Iran. sort of asking.
That's where the Arabs are from, right?
That's right. Actually, they're Persians.
Oh, right, yeah.
Arabs live in Iraq.
Oh, gosh. Wow. We're totally kidding, by the way. I hope the listener doesn't hear that and get it.
Using the country accent?
Yeah, we're just kidding.
I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem with Arab, just whatever. So, I can see why folks like the death penalty. I used to be a death penalty proponent myself. I believe that, look, sometimes in society you've got rabid dogs. What do you do with a rabid dog? You take it out and you shoot it. And from that standpoint, okay, I get from a sort of societal culling standpoint, getting rid of people that are, so flawed that they don't have an opportunity to do their deed any longer. But what convinced me against the death penalty, and I really think that this is an issue of education, and I think it's important that if people are willing to listen to the facts surrounding the death penalty, that they'll hear that it just doesn't make much sense. In this circumstance, he was, what about a circumstance where somebody's definitely, definitely guilty? And like I've said before, I don't lose any sleep over it. I'm not losing any sleep over people who are, convicted murderers, obvious murderers that have done their deed and, getting the death penalty. That, especially the particularly heinous ones. That doesn't, I'm not losing sleep. That's the way I like to best phrase it. However, what my concern is that it costs significantly more to enact the death penalty than it does just life imprisonment. I think, personally, as somebody who spent nearly a decade in prison myself, that the punishment of prison, life in prison, may very well be worse. Than the death penalty. And one has to ask oneself, what do you think about death? If you think that death is just the end of life, then, isn't not suffering in prison better than suffering in prison? That would be what death is, right? If death is the
some prisoners try to kill themselves as a way out.
The opportunity to go on to, and many are successful.
Yeah.
Is death the opportunity to go on to a better life in heaven? You're giving them ample opportunity to ask Jesus for forgiveness. They're certainly sitting there on death row. They're likely, the old foxholes, no atheists in foxholes adage. Likely they'll, they'll come around to whatever, they need to come around to. And then aren't you just sending them off to heaven quicker and relieving them of their punishment in both of these circumstances? If you think that the punishment is appropriate for these folks, doesn't that make sense? I know that you're...
I like your point before, Mark, about why should people be forced to pay for these executions that they may disagree with, or may agree with, but they're still being forced to pay for it.
And in the circumstance where someone confesses, and this is what you'll often hear, by the way, there are many, many circumstances where you can talk about people making fake confessions.
False confessions. Yeah,
they're coerced into a confession. They didn't do it, and it's proven later. Mm-hmm. And it's, incredibly difficult to get out of a crime that you've confessed to that you didn't do. But it happens. The evidence is just so preponderously large they didn't do it, and, they're able to prove it later. But aren't you disincentivizing somebody confessing? I mean, don't we want murderers to confess to their crime? If they're more scared of death than they are of life in prison, which I think that a lot of people are, because otherwise we wouldn't have the death penalty. If people were scared of life in prison more than they're scared of the death penalty, then we'd have life in prison as the highest crime, and the death penalty would be some kind of relief from that. It wouldn't exist because it doesn't, wouldn't make any sense. So aren't we disincentivizing people from confessing? Don't we want people to confess to their crimes? So what sense does the death penalty make in even the circumstance where we know the person did the crime? It doesn't result in it doesn't deter crime.
I mean, it doesn't deter crime.
All the statistics show that in states that...
And it gives the state a very dangerous power, in my opinion. But, you know,
The state has the power to kill. I don't think that that is a particularly motivating point, is that the state having... The state has the power to kill other... Right. You don't want the... You don't want the state to have the power to kill anyone. But the state already has the power to kill. It has the power to commit war. It has, of course, the power to execute. And, you know, now Obama has claimed the power to just... name someone guilty and execute them,
yes,
no matter where they are.
So talk about that tonight too.
This is a new power of the state, but you know, I mean, people—that's what states do. States are mechanisms of violence. So I don't think that that's particularly motivating to people. That's do we really want a government that kills its citizens? Well,
they already do. Yeah, I guess I can see your point.
But I don't even believe in citizenship.
No.
I think that we're actually serfs of the government.
Yeah, it's more like it.
So, you know, I tend to not want to use this term citizen. And by that, let me explain what a citizen is. A citizen, according to, I think it's Black's Law Dictionary, is a person who owns a duty of allegiance for an obligation of protection.
Who owes, right?
Yes.
He said owns.
Owes. I meant to say owe if I said owns.
Gotcha.
Owes a duty of allegiance for an obligation of protection. That means that the government has an obligation to protect you. Whereas in the United States, and I suspect many governments around the world, but I can only tell you about the United States, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over and over and over again that the government doesn't have any obligation to protect you.
Sure.
If it did have an obligation to protect you, every time you got burglarized, they'd have to write you a check for the lost stuff.
Well, it goes beyond that. I mean, there have been cases where there have been, I believe the one that brought this to the Supreme Court was this woman who was being, like, raped, and
raped multiply over this.
She called.
It's actually a couple of women. And,
okay.
And
she called. They called 911.
Yeah.
They didn't come.
That's right.
And the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the cops not coming.
Ergo, since the government has no obligation of protection, therefore you have, you know, you just have a duty of allegiance. You're not a citizen. You're a serf. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Live New Year's Day edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat. Not just any boat, a life yacht. A life yacht is a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. I knew when I wrote
that. She could sell seashells by the seashore.
I knew I was in trouble once I wrote that, when I wrote this copy. If the government gives you any trouble, you weigh anchor and head off to a new place. Or you can live in the same place for years on end. You could actually buy a little piece of shoreland, park there. I imagine most places would allow you to pull that off. You could be involved for as few as $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. Find out more at ericksoncouncil.com. Again, it's ericksoncouncil.com. This is a great idea, and I think it's groundbreaking and could be be changing for the liberty movement. It's ericksoncouncil.com. So let's go to the phones and to the fun. It is Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin, you're on with Mark and Stephanie. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Mark and Stephanie. Happy New Year.
You too, Kelvin.
Happy arbitrary day and Earth's travel around its star.
No, now who's Bob?
My thoughts exactly, but it's traditional. So.
That's what you say to all the people with hangovers. Happy New Year. Say it loud, too. Happy New Year!
Lucky for me, I don't have one.
Okay.
What's on your mind, Kevin?
So I wanted to ask you, Mark, and I understand if you don't really want to get into this, and that's fine. I talk about something else. But I've never actually known anyone who's been to prison.
Okay.
All I've seen is, like, this stuff, like, in the movies and everything, that's
sure.
Like extremely, extremely violent, and men are getting raped and stabbed with improvised weapons and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm wondering, were you in the state or federal prison, and what was your experience of the, you know, physical dangers of being there?
Okay, I was in a state prison in Florida that would have been designated at times to be the most violent prison in the state of Florida. Wow. By levels of incidents, not by the sort of by quantities of incident, not by the levels of those incidents. So this was a youthful offender prison and youthful offenders tend to have a little more energy than say your adult prisoners, and they would often use that energy to pound on each other with things. So, yeah, I think that most of the things that I've seen, I try not to watch prison movies and things because it doesn't make me feel good. I don't like it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, probably to some extent like a war vet who doesn't watch war movies. But, the things that I have seen, by the way, I saw Shawshank Redemption and it freaked me out. You know, like that was like the last time I saw that shortly after getting out of prison. I'm like, yeah, I don't need to watch this stuff. But I've seen commercials for things like Oz and Lock Up and things like that. And I would say that most of the things that you see in one of those 1 hour specials happened while I was in prison. But I was in prison for almost 9 years. So it's a relatively boring and humdrum place most of the time and punctuated with incidences of, sheer terror. There were certainly incidences that occurred while I was in there. A man was beaten to death with a horseshoe pit stake, the metal bar.
It
was
wow.
in there, and was beaten to death with that. Another man had his ear bitten off, and I was actually involved in that certain circumstance because the guy who had his ear bitten off, he had stolen some stuff out of my canteen cage. I worked for the staff canteen, and I was the staff canteen operator, and I guess another inmate had told me that had happened, who had done it, and I told, the officers, hey, this guy stole from me. And so basically the first guy, my friend Johnny, was labeled a snitch by that guy, and that guy came to beat Johnny up, and Johnny bit his ear off. Went right to work on him. And, so there were some really violent incidences. Yeah. I believe I listened to a man get raped in the dormitory that I was living in.
Oh,
I'm not 100% sure of what I heard, okay? But it never happened to me, and I weighed 130 pounds when I went into prison, and mind you, I'm a beautiful man. And by all accounts, I should have been raped in that certain circumstance. And I think that they look for people that are of weak will, not of weak bodies. That's what I think there. I think that they play up the violence aspect because there's threats of violence sort of all the time, but they don't always culminate in violence. I found the very worst thing. And since I was in 9 years, I got to see an evolution of the prison system to some extent. Mm-hmm. It went from a more violent place to a less violent, more controlled place. But I found the more controlled prisons, and I think that they've got even more so this way since I've left. I'm certain they have. I found the more controlled environment to be even worse because having the officers screaming at you while you're eating your meal to get out of here. You got 3 minutes. That kind of thing. It just makes life even more miserable.
Sure. Yeah.
So I mean, you can learn to live in an environment where there's you can learn to get along sort of in a violent prison environment, but you're always going
to
have some.
And this is supposed to make people good afterwards, right?
You take bad people, treat them badly, house them with other bad people, and let them go and expect them to be good.
It
makes
crazy.
No sense. I mean, that's what the prison system is, and it's absolutely weird. Any other questions on that, Calvin, or have I...
I have a question, actually.
Okay, then go right ahead.
Calvin does, but I want to know, how true is it, like, the stereotype? You see this a lot in movies where there are, like, racial gangs and stuff and race-based violence in prisons. What was your experience with
that? I'd say that was very true in the Florida prison system. I can only speak to the prison that I was in. To be a white inmate, I was a minority of, like... there were like, with other ethnicities to white, it was like 5-1. Now, the other ethnicities don't group themselves together, but I mean, you can kind of get this feeling of being, a tiny minority. Sometimes it was as low as 7-1. And Yeah, I do think that that's the case. And I think that some people of ethnic origins probably say, you know, I don't like the way white people treated me, and I'm going to take it on these white inmates as if we had anything to do with it. And I think there's a lot of racial stereotypes. Often there will be some regional stereotypes, regional clicking, like people from Jacksonville won't like people from Tampa and that kind of thing. But mostly it was race-based. And so, you know, when you're in there for a period of time, I'm going to, you know, in the light of the Ron Paul bigotry claims out there, I'm going to say that at one point in my life, I was a bigot. I certainly was. I was faced with racism on a daily basis, and I shallowly decided that I would counter with more racism. And I don't think that that's a way to solve that problem. But I know what it's like to be a bigot now, and I'm glad that I have that kind of experience. And, you know, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, that's great.
Kelvin? Hello.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like there's a call issue there. Kelvin, you can call back in at 855-450-3733. And, you know, as far as talking about prison, I know people find it as a compelling topic. I don't have any problem talking about, you know, what went on for me in prison. I would say it's probably more boring.
I don't find it boring at all. But, I mean, I would like to say, Mark, that I'm glad that you're out and that you have your life together now. You seem like you're very, very happy now.
So. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of most inmates, as I understand it, tend to go back in and back in and back in. You know, you have the choice after your sort of your first conviction. Your statistic, if you go into that second time, you're much more statistically likely to sort of cycle in and do life on the installment plan, as they called it.
Sure. The system is rigged against people, though. I mean, it's very easy to get a violation of probation or something like that.
I suppose it is. I spent a little tiny bit of time on probation. I think that you got to make choices for yourself in this life, too, and empowering. I want to be empowered in that. 855-450-FREE.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. We might be able to squeeze you in here in the last segment of the live New Year's Day edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Want to tell you real quick about, it's shop.freetalklive.com. It's a way to support Free Talk Live while you do the shopping that you would normally do online. If you shop on Amazon or Newegg, these are a couple of you can support Free Talk Live by going there at shop.freetalklive. Do your shopping. You'll get the same great prices, same great service, same great everything you normally get. Free Talk Live just gets a little cut. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Beck. Kelvin called back in here. It's Kelvin in Colorado. And Kelvin had asked me some questions about my prison experiences. And then his phone cut out and he didn't really get the follow up. So, Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Excellent. I'm glad to be back. The other thing I was wondering about is the sociological aspects of this. I'd heard there's like a lot of codes and things you need to sort of follow, and you have to be careful not to give the impression of disrespecting somebody, or they might feel obligated to kill you, or any of this kind of thing. Did you get that feeling or get some understanding of a codes of understanding or different sorts of, you know, if you're not from the street, you don't really know a lot of
Kelvin,
lot
do
of
you mean
stuff.
Like you can't look somebody in the eye or something, or you...
Well, yeah, if you do when you're not supposed to, or you don't when you better, or who knows, you know
I don't,
there's a lot of like social conventions that we have in the what you call the the normal world, for lack of a better term, but in the street society, they have the same sort of thing with a lot of different conventions that you don't know unless you live in that world. And if you were just dropped into there, and,
which I was,
not knowing what's considered disrespectful and what's not, and what you better not do, or you'll be killed for it, or et cetera.
So I had a couple of circumstances that I could relate to this. I would say largely what you're talking about, no. I would say that mostly it's like taking a bunch of men and sticking them together, especially men that think they're particularly tough. I don't think that there's a whole bunch of conventions. But I can come up with a couple of circumstances that you might be able to come up with something. So the first day that I arrived at Brevard Correctional Institution, a little slice of heaven that they called Gladiator School, and I was assigned to a dog dormitory. Delta is what they called it, but everybody called it dog dormitory. And probably the five-letter words were a little much for them, maybe. And I was assigned to a bunk, and that bunk was full, like had three Bibles in it. Now, at the time, I would have called myself an atheist. And there were three Bibles in this, and there was a guy in the room with me, of course, and not a particularly savory fellow. And, you know, there's these Bibles in the room. I asked him, are these your Bibles? He's like, no. And I think he might have told me that he put them there from the last guy. Or like, basically, one of the impressions I got is that maybe one or two of those Bibles he put there just so that I'd have to deal with them. Now, imagine these Bibles are kind of like hot potatoes. Because you believe, you know, you have sort of this superstitious kind of belief around it, but you may not believe, you know, convicts, not particularly good people, but they have a superstitious belief around religion in a lot of cases. And these are just generalizations I'm drawing. So they're like these hot potatoes. What do you do with a Bible that you don't want to read? Do I just leave it in the drawer and put my stuff around it? What do I do with it? You know, I just decided I'll take a stand on principle. As an atheist here at this time, I took the Bibles, took all three of them, tossed them in the garbage. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, you can't do that.
Wow.
And I felt a certain level of threat from him and his friends thereafter, you know, for the next couple of days afterwards, because of having done this. But, you know, like, and he was really incensed about it. He muttered about it for some time. And, you know, wow. I mean, this guy was threatening just by his very being.
Yeah.
You know, he was probably about 5'2", a Cuban guy with all kinds of tattoos. Among them were, like, Jesus and Mary. Maybe I should have looked a little closer at his tattoos at this time. And he was extremely muscular and has spent a lot of time on the weight pile at in prison. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just his dissatisfaction with my actions were threatening. And, you know, of course, I got in multiple fights in that first week and didn't do particularly well, being 130 pounds. But another but not necessarily with him. He did try to be threatening at one point. And, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to either beat me up or you're not? And those are your choices. So another circumstance was, you're kind of not allowed to say, there was this one guy who had some cute kids that would come visit him. And these were cute kids. These kids should have been models. And I said, man, you've got some cute kids. And in prison, you're not supposed to say that somebody else's children are cute. Because he felt very threatened. He felt like I was saying that I was going to rape his kids. And I'm like, you know, after I saw the look on his face, it's like, oh, wait, I'm in here for murder. I'm not some kind of pervert. Mm-hmm. And then after that, he was okay with it. But I would say that there's a convention in prison that you should not, comment on how cute other people's children are. But these kids were just particularly cute kids. And so I commented on it. And at that time, I had been in prison for years, and like at some point at Brevard Correctional Institution, I was the longest term inmate that they'd had there at all. And so I felt relatively confident in my skin, and I wasn't scared to say that to this guy. But there could have been circumstances where I had said that to somebody and not done well shortly thereafter.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about basically like double standards against men, and I think one of the biggest ones outside of prison or anywhere is that if a man shows interest in playing with a kid or says that a kid is cute or something like that, people immediately look at him.
Now.
With a raised eyebrow.
Where we are. Yeah. And I was sitting in a restaurant recently, and I was, you know, kind of playing with this kid that was behind me, you know, just making faces at him and talking to him and stuff like that. And his parents seemed okay with it. The person with whom I was sitting, one of the people with whom I was sitting, she felt obligated to tell these people that I had a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and then that sort of assuages.
Then that makes it okay.
Right. It's okay because I have a kid and this kid's about 3.5 and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And you're allowed to like kids once you have one. But, you know, like, can you see how that is? I mean.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm just laughing at it because it's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean,
this is reality. So it just takes that particular reality and amplifies it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions, Calvin?
No, but thanks a lot. That was really interesting, and if you care to talk about it some more sometime, I'm sure the listeners would be interested.
I know people are interested, but I never know what to say about my prison experience.
It was interesting, right? I thought so.
I'm intrigued. You said that you got in a whole bunch of fights the first week. Well, what was that? Just people have to
I should say a handful. I'd say two or three fights is a lot, right? And
yeah,
I can remember
fights is a lot.
In particular, a black guy named British Moss. I don't know why in the world someone would name her child British, but she did. And he wanted me to wash his clothing for him. And, you know, this is one of the things that one does to sort of try out exactly how flexible and pliable some new person's going to be. And I refused. So he, before I even saw anything happening, just sort of roundhouse slapped me across the like, the eye.
Oh, my
and
God.
It's, there was no defense. I wasn't prepared for this. You know, violence wasn't the way that I had problems solved at that point. And, you know, I went straight to the ground. My eye was swollen and red, you know, when it gets like that blood in it and that kind of thing for days and days afterwards. But my stand was, I'm not washing your clothes. Yeah, like you can, you know, you can go ahead and hit me, and if that's what you want to do, but I'm not washing your clothes.
Right.
No, and you know that was successful, right? Like he's not going to be able to get away with slapping me every day. And I probably could have gone and reported him to someone if that's what I'd wanted to do, but you know, I mean, and as violence tends to do, I moved into more of a role like that. I never, you know, tried to use anybody in that fashion, but I did use violence in order to get my way when I felt that I was in a righteous position while in prison years later. And I regret some of these things, but I also understand the reality of those circumstances. And
you're kind of in an impossible situation there. Because it's like, you know, something's bad is going to happen to you either way. So what the heck do you do?
Well, I ended up doing was claiming to have a drug problem and ended up going into sort of the cushier drug treatment program. You know, it was months later, but I ended up, you know, getting a dormitory change from there. And then, you know, I mean, by the way, were no good dormitories to be in. They're all full of dangerous people that, that seemed to want to, treat me poorly. It wasn't going to go well, really, you know, but being there over a period of time, getting bigger and more comfortable with it was...
You wouldn't want to be in solitary confinement like Bradley Manning. I mean, that would have not been better.
I think that'll drive you crazy. They didn't have solitary confinement where I was. You'd be in confined with another person. I did spend a few days there for saying what seems to be the problem, and apparently I'd said it to an officer, but it was just somebody kicking on a door. I had no idea who it was. Anyway,
wow.
Kelvin, thanks for the call. Been listening. Good night. Thanks very much. 855-450... What am I giving out the number? You've been listening to Free Talk Live. To find out more at freetalklive.com. You can download shows there, archives going back for 5 years. It's freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Thanks very much.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. Yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.